following copyrighted recording is an audio term from the Continuous Improvement Companion. It is only available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Registered users may download the MP3 version. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Welcome to our presentation on objective versus subjective information. Let's start with a brief overview. Being able to recognize objective versus subjective information is an important skill for individuals in lean companies. Let's start out with the definitions of objective and subjective. Objective means the information or data is based in fact. It's often numerical, and it can be verified by an independent third party. Math tests are generally objective in nature. On the other hand, subjective information or opinions are open to interpretation. Generally, subjective information is seen through the eyes of the person collecting or presenting it. Literature essay tests are subjective in nature. Now let's move on to some deeper discussion about these two types of information. As a general rule, objective facts are much better than subjective information for decision-making in continuous improvement efforts. Objective facts are indisputable. The time a process takes, the frequency of stockouts, and a part's diameter can all be measured. Any trained person can take the same measurement and come up with the same result. That measurability and repeatability makes the information extremely useful when changing processes. The before and after metrics can be measured, and there is objective proof of which is better. More importantly, objective facts are more likely to have an absolute right and wrong than subjective opinions. Subjective opinions, on the other hand, can lead to problems. While many opinions are necessary, especially in interpersonal relationships, in strategy development, and in policy setting, in most cases, subjective thinking is a problem-solving handicap. Opinions, which are subjective, tend to have a significant amount of bias and are generally formed instinctively. Many times, the person's instincts are honed and can be accurate. Often, though, they can be at odds with what the facts and data are telling us. Morgan D. Jones, a former CIA analyst, lists several reasons why subjective reasoning can be flawed. This comes from the book The Thinker's Toolkit. Number 1. Emotions influence thoughts. Our moods can change the facts for us. Number 2. We take mental shortcuts, which skip facts. Number 3. We overuse patterns. We assume that because something happened before, it will happen again. Number 4. We make assumptions and are influenced by bias. Previous opinions of things influence what we are currently looking at. Number 5. We create explanations where there are none. We don't like vacuums. We fit explanations in, even if there is contradiction, because we don't like that void. Number 6. We weigh evidence we like more than that which we don't. If something supports our belief, we will put more stock in it. This happens often in Kaizen. If there is a glitch, it is weighed much more heavily than the successes by those who don't want the change. Number 7. We support our beliefs even if others consider opposing evidence to be overwhelming. If we believe something in our hearts, we will not change even with evidence against it. This is extremely common when trying to convince people to reduce lot sizes. Of course, we do have to make some decisions based on subjective opinion. Hiring decisions, for example, while rooted in objective facts, ultimately come down to being a subjective choice about which candidate will best fill the job. We may score people and try to apply a rigid system of evaluation, but a numerical decision laid on top of a series of opinions doesn't magically become an objective fact. That concludes this audio program of our objective versus subjective information term from the Continuous Improvement Companion. The preceding program is only available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. The MP3 version of this audio presentation is only for registered users of our site. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.